Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Go podcasting!
Hey everyone, welcome to Podcast Insider for our special prediction show, our end of the year prediction show. Mike, welcome.
Yeah, predictions are always kind of sketchy, but I thought it'd be good this year. And then if it all works out, we'll revisit this the Christmas show next year, and then do another prediction show on.
Well, we can, next year we can see if any of our predictions actually came true.
Right, that's what I said. We'll revisit and see, you know, how we did. And we got an ongoing bet anyway about one of them.
That's right. So, by the way, that was Adam Curry that introduced the show today. Go podcasting, and as I say, happy podcasting.
Yes.
So we did ask out on social. We put some stuff on Twitter and a variety of places. And the first response, and I think I've got one on Twitter that's not listed, so I may have to go find it and read it here. But from our Facebook Blueberry Podcasting Group page, Carolyn Berry from the Adventures with Grammy says her show will double its listeners in 2022. That's a great way.
Good plug.
That's a great plug. And we basically said, you know, make your prediction, tell us your show name. And so anyway, good job, Carolyn. Adventures with Grammy. So you want to take the next one, Mike?
Yeah. Let me get back where I was. I added another one in the team there. Somebody got one in late there. But yeah, Maxwell Ivey Jr. from What's Your Excuse Network and the Blind Blogger. He says, I predict even more people, companies, and organizations will launch podcasts. Well, we hope so. He says, I predict Spotify and others will continue to try to win the podcasting world like it's a game of Monopoly. I've been kind of doing that lately. And he says, I predict more people will be hosting with Blueberry. Yes, we hope so too.
Yes, that's a great prediction. Now, we got one from Twitter. It was from Josh Liston. He says, I wouldn't be surprised if some of the shows under the banners of bigger companies, in particular shows that were independent and successful prior to signing, tried to break their contracts and go indie again. This is from Josh from Tips of the Slung, S-L-U-N-G. So, Josh, thanks for that shout out on Twitter. You want to take the next one, Mike?
Yeah, I'll take the next one. Dave Keeshan gave us two of them. He's from The Future Is Not Set. It's a podcast. He says, I predict the option to open payment stream to podcasts will increase. So far, Patreon and buymeacoffee.com are sort of fits. The start of tipping or lightning crypto payments or anything that can be done from a handheld device will become more common. It will hopefully happen as a result of people's frustration with the increase of ads on their podcast experience. Hopefully, it will also lead to more dynamic podcasts where they can be delivered with and without ads. And one of the things, I know Adam hates the word tipping when it comes to value for value, but it seems to be catching on regardless. But anyway, and then he has a second one. It says, there'll be more live streaming like events and productions, you know, Clubhouse, Fireside, Wisdom, are all chasing something. The thing, live interactive audio, which can be recorded and released later as a podcast, maybe as different as radio shows are to podcasts, which are also released after the fact as podcasts. So anyway.
And then another one from Twitter, the Check Your Head podcast prediction for 2022 is that it'll be the biggest year for podcast growth as more people turn to podcasts for safe, enjoyable, and free entertainment during pandemic life. So I thought that was an interesting one as well. So very, very good.
Yeah. So next, Daniel J. Lewis from the Audacity Podcast and other things. He says, I expect we'll see another huge platform support podcasts, maybe Microsoft or Twitter or LinkedIn. Also, much bigger adoption of podcasting 2.0, which is, like I said, Adam and Dave's thing there.
Yep. Jim Mallard from the Mallard Report. He says, I predict Spotify will close the free version of Anchor and try to recruit shows to only be on Spotify only with free music accounts. Yeah, interesting.
I don't know. Because they've got two other hosting companies now. I don't know if they're going to, you know, kill the free version of Anchor, but, you know, that may change to be, if you want it to go out as a podcast, you have to pay or something. Who knows? But
right.
Yeah, it's possible. Definitely. And so there was a couple of articles that I saw. Hot Pod, since they've now merged with The Verge, has an article. The first part of the article is just news and stuff, but toward the bottom, they've got a few predictions. One of them is Facebook will start hosting and monetizing podcasts. Well, I don't know about that, but they go into explain it. But
monetizing, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. Then more headline-making podcast appearances, meaning celebrities being on podcasts and whatnot. Yeah, it's possible.
Well, it's a given.
Yeah.
That wasn't much of a reach.
No, but, you know, who knows? That's Emily over at Hot Pod and The Verge. I think Emily, isn't it?
Boy.
I always forget.
But you got one from Pacific Content as well.
Yeah, and they do this every year. They, you know, pick out a bunch of people to, I think you did that one year too on their thing where they, you know, had people pick that. But let's see, one of them, who is she? Sharia Atkins, co-founder of Wonder Media Network. She says it's only the shows with massive audience or the networks with startup capital that can make subscriptions sustainable. Talking about,
premium
podcasting. It's possible. And along the same lines, guy from COO of Acast, I can't pronounce his name, Oscar Slander. Sorry, I butchered that. I didn't mean to. But he says, we'll see an influx of podcasters to the subscription game, and they'll start experimenting with it. So kind of the opposite of what the other one said. But there's a whole bunch of them. Cridland was in there. I think Rob Greenlee was in there somewhere. But, you know, they pick out some luminaries in the podcasting world. So it's an interesting article. You know, Tom Webster's in there and all that. So
the next predictions, though, are the most important. These are from our team.
Yes. Yes.
And not that it shouldn't really say most important, but, you know, but the first one up is from Toby Goodman. Toby is from Blueberry Pro Production. And he said, there will be at least one best-selling book about podcasting coming in late February. And he put a hint here that he's writing a book. He says, ultimately, I say this, industry will split into even more subsections from a revenue-generating standpoint. I don't think paid subscriptions will grow widely unless podcasters are prepared to give more than just more audio away, more in-person events, memberships, etc. So that was from Toby.
Yes, and let's see, Barry got one at the last minute. So Barry Kantz, our CFO and corporate counsel, he says, I think blockchain will have an impact on podcasting over the next couple of years. And, you know, that goes along with podcasting 2.0, and there's other things that blockchain can be used for, like Podping.
Yep.
For updating.
So I'll go over my predictions for the coming year. Obviously, I said already Facebook will be number two by the end of 2022. That's one of my predictions. And of course, this is kind of an easy one. More consolidations of conglomerates buying podcast companies. You're going to see more more deals as people try to gobble up and investors get into this buying spree. But I do think the most important thing that I'm predicting is more advertising opportunities for independent podcasters. And we're going to try to help that make that happen at Blueberry as well.
Certainly.
But of course, the growth of the podcast space, I predict, will go back to pre-pandemic levels. I don't think we'll see show growth. And it's already started to slow down a little bit. So we'll see. But I do think that more companies will exercise private podcasting in their organizations. I think they're going to be, using the tools as workforces continue to be spread out to communicate and share information. And whether it be HR, entertainment, whether it be news and information or training, I think more companies will exercise, private podcasting. And I think, though, that one of my more easy predictions is that Anchor is going to add another million dead shows.
Yeah, could happen.
But I think the one I'm most hopeful for is that Apple will open up its API submission to Apple Podcasts. In other words, they will finally have a way. There'll be just a single click to send a show over to Apple Podcasts to be listed instead of having to go over and sign up manually. So that's something everybody wants. They've said probably at some point, but they really haven't committed to a timeline. But that's my prediction on submission to Apple Podcasts. It'll be API-based soon, which will help new podcasters.
Yeah, it'd be also nice if they had some way to automatically update their, say when you publish a show, but I don't think that's going to happen this year or next year. All right, so here's my predictions. Mine's a little more personal. Facebook will not be the number one listening platform by the end of 22.
No, number two listening platform.
That's what I meant. Will not be. So Todd says they will. I say they will not. So we'll see. I've got that on my calendar for about a month ago.
Oh, that's good.
Because I disagree with that. I have a hard time even finding podcasts in Facebook. So. Well,
if you don't use the app, you won't find them. But
right, I do. But all right, SoundCloud will still exist, even though I've been predicting its death for years. Unfortunately, they seem to scratch along and stay in business. I guess good for them. But
yep.
Feedburner will continue to barely be active with a slight update from Google. They had a big announcement and really not much happened. They sort of updated the code base a little bit and took away some features, and that's really been it. So I don't know how much longer that's going to stick around. And this one, I can almost guarantee this. I have no plans, but I'll get a wild hair and start another podcast of some sort. Not really related to podcasting. I tend to do that from time to time. This is one I honestly think this will happen. I don't know about 22, but it'll happen whenever his contract ends. Rogan will announce he's leaving Spotify as an exclusive and will return to being an independent podcaster and YouTuber.
I could predict that too, because this contract will be up for renewal at the end of the year. So we'll see.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Yeah, what he does, you know. But I did hear that he still has his Libsyn account, so maybe he'll go back to that. So let's see. One of the social audio apps, that's like Clubhouse, Fireside, that kind of thing, will announce that they're shutting down sometime in 2022. I can't believe that all of those are going to survive long term.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. And then with funny one, Rob Greenlee will grow a beard.
Oh, he's already being pressured to. So.
Yeah, I know. So I think he's going to succumb to the pressure.
I don't think he will.
We'll see.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's the end of our predictions. Do you have a prediction? We'd love to hear yours on social media, and make sure you hit us up on the Blueberry Podcasting Group or on Twitter or wherever we may be. Our Instagram account as well, of course. But we do have a question of the week that comes in that has came in.
Timely.
Yeah, it is timely. Gregory Wallace in the Facebook asks, this may be a silly question, but with the coming year, do we need to change the copyright date in PowerPress? If so, do we just change year 2022 or 2021-2022? Is there a best practice?
Right. And, I answered this one both on Facebook and here. And it says, I put the start date and the current date. You know, for example, podcast I started in 2005, I put copyright symbol, and then 2005 to 2022. But there's no real best practice. I don't think there's any rules, and a lot of apps never display it or you even see that, but it's good to have in the feed.
Yeah, I'll relabel mine to 2022.
Yeah.
I don't do the span because whatever's on the site is all inclusive in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So again, no best practice. So yeah, I think either way is okay.
Just like everything else in podcasting, there's no rules.
Yep. Well, this was a fun short show for us. We just wanted to share with you our predictions. But if you've got a question you'd like to answer on the show, drop an email to mike@blueberry.com, audio, text, or video. Of course, the best place for support with any Blueberry product, service, or ticket system at blueberry.com/support. Tickets give the whole team access rather than direct emails or calls. Of course, we've been coming to you this week from the new media studio in Southern Michigan and Mike Dell's World Studio in Northern Michigan, produced by the... Are they producing this week or are we producing?
No, we're producing it this week. So usually produced by the Blueberry Pro production team. So go check them out. But they're having a well-deserved break and making me do the quote-unquote editing.
So you can check that out at blueberrypro.com. But as always, you can schedule a one-on-one with myself, hosting customers only, email todd@blueberry.com. And you can schedule a tech checkup with Mike, hosting customers only. Again, email mike@blueberry.com. Blueberry spelled without the E's because we couldn't afford the E's. And you can always send us your podcast sticker and a self-addressed stamp envelope, and we will send you a Blueberry care package back. Our mailing address will be on the show notes at podcastinsider.com. Do we have anything else, Mike, for today?
No, I think we're good. You're going to be out next week at Consumer Electronics Show, so that ought to be fun.
Oh, it's actually now the CES show. They don't say Consumer Electronics Show anymore. Yeah, CES show for whatever, because it's more than electronics. It's
I suppose.
Yeah, so it is kind of odd, but yeah.
It's a big tech show in Vegas.
Yeah, the big tech show. And hopefully I won't catch Omicron, but from us here at the Blueberry team, you know, to all of you that are listening, hey, thanks for being a customer or a potential customer. And of course, we hope that you have a safe and happy new year. Be careful out there on New Year's Eve. It's amateur night and drive safe. And we'll be back with you next week with another edition of the Podcast Insider. Mike will have somebody with him next week doing the show. So everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.